All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Tack Room Talk. I'm your host, Josie Young, and I've got my co-host with me, Chance Chudnik. How's it going today, buddy?
It's going really good. I'm excited about today.
Absolutely. So, you know, this is a podcast where we bring on various sports athletes in the Western industry. Also main sponsor, and I'm one of the owners of Silver Lining Herbs. And today we're going to get into a topic that is extremely important, not only in our horses, our dogs, but our own personal life. So, and that is the topic of the immune system. So,
yeah, absolutely. You know, I've always heard the quote, you know, if you have your health, you have 1,000 dreams, but if you don't have your health, you have one dream, that's get your health back, you know? So whether that's ourselves, our horses, or our dogs, keeping ourselves healthy and the first line of defense is our immune system.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, my dad, Mickey Young, the owner and founder of Silver Lining Herbs, has always said, you know, you can't be sick and healthy at the same time. So let's stay healthy. And the way to do that is to start with the immune system.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, easier said than done. I mean, it sounds like when you say that, it sounds like it should be something easy to do. But obviously, you know, we have a global pandemic going on right now with, you know, COVID. And, you know, even with our horses, you know, we know how hard it is to actually keep them healthy.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, people hear about the immune system. They talk about the immune system a lot. You know, hey, I need to strengthen my immune system. But really, what is the immune system? And that's what I want to read to you right here, the actual technical term of the immune system. So, you know, it says here, what is the immune system? The immune system is what protects your body from diseases and infections. It's the bodily system that produces the immune response to defend your body from foreign substances, cells, and tissues. The immune system includes various parts of the body, including thymus, spleen, lymph nodes, special deposits of lymphoid tissues, such as the gastrointestinal tract and bone marrow, lymphocytes, including the B cells and T cells, and antibodies. So in a nutshell, that really is what the immune system is.
Yeah, it's like all your vital organs working to their full potential, you know? And so like you can't have your GI system sluggish and then expect your immune system to be strong, because your body's focus is going to go there to help the GI system, or kidneys or liver or whatever that might be.
Yeah. So, you know, what we do at Silver Lining Herbs is create an herbal product that, you know, addresses every part of this. You know, people these days try to make health, whether it's in our horses, our dogs, or ourselves, too technical, if you will. We want to simplify that. And in one small package, we have a wide variety of different herbs that attack every part of this.
Yeah, so, you know, we say this a lot here at Silver Lining, but herbs are the purest forms of vitamins and minerals. They're the easiest to assimilate at the cellular level. And so, you know, we try to make it overly complicated. I feel like, you know, we feel like, oh, we need B vitamins, we need magnesium, we need this and that. Well, God already took care of the science for us. You know, he said, you know, take garlic. It's got, you know, 8 or 9 different vitamins and minerals. Take echinacea, take, you know, these different herbs that I've provided for you, and just make them available and you'll be healthy. But of course we came along and tried to mess that up.
Yeah. You know, and we have so many people that are like, you know, do I need to give it extra vitamins and minerals with these herbs? And, you know, to your point and what you just said about herbs being the purest form of vitamins and minerals, you know, what we want to make it known to is that there's so many different particles within these herbs. You know, the herbs, when they grow out of the ground, they take the mineral content from the ground to utilize that to grow. When they grow, you know, one herb has so many different vitamins and particles within this herb. And not to mention, our products have, you know, roughly about 10 different products within that mix. So you're talking about a wide gamut of things that we're using to attack a certain thing.
Oh yeah, for sure. So like, you know, if you talk to like an herbalist, they'll geek out on, you know, a specific herb, but then you mix 10 different herbs together and then you'll get an herbalist really fired up, because I mean, it just is actually, you know, feeding the body what it needs, recognizes it as food, and then it will, you know, The body can heal itself. We just got to give it the right nutrition in order to do that. And herbs is that.
I kind of feel like we're geeking out a little bit right now, you know, because that's why, you know, we're trying to spread the word of what we do here at Silver Lining is because, you know, me and Chance have seen it for quite some time. I was fortunate enough to be born and raised around it. And I didn't know anything else besides this. And I've had so many different experiences, you know. The immune system, one of the vital organs that is in the immune system is the spleen. And I'll tell a quick little story. You know, when I was in junior high or high school, I believe it was my freshman year of high school, maybe, I was at a rodeo and had an accident, and I got hit in the stomach, and I broke 3 ribs, and one of my ribs ruptured my spleen.
Riding bareback horses.
No, it must have been junior high because
I might have spoiled. It might not be as good of a story.
Well, it might have been junior high because I was actually riding a cow.
Okay, so, gotcha. So
it was the
cow rider, Josie Young.
It was the bull riding or cow riding or whatever it was. But anyways, I got draped across this cow's head, and she broke 3 ribs in me, and I ruptured my spleen.
Oh my gosh.
At the time, it happened so quickly, I didn't really know what happened, and I just knew my stomach hurt real bad, I actually walked out of the arena and gathered our horses up, and I told my dad, I says, I don't feel good enough to rope, so I need to go, and we headed home, and my dad looked in the back seat, and I was pale white, and my eyes were rolled back in the back of my head, and he made a couple phone calls to some people in the medical field, and, you know, said, what do we need to be worried about here, and asked the questions, and all avenues are pointing to I probably should go get checked out. And so I went in there. I was bleeding internally. I was probably an hour from maybe bleeding to death. And so it was a good thing I got there. But long story short, when we were in there, the doctor said, you know, we're going to have to take your spleen out. And my dad, wanting to do his own investigation as always. And I, you know, I commend my dad on this a lot because, you know, a lot of people will just, you know, simply take the first thing that the doctors or the vets say to him and not contest it at all. And it's not that he was contesting it. It's just that he was concerned and what is the best avenue for my son.
Yeah.
And, so he says, well, he says, I see that the top part of that spleen is ruptured. Is there any way that we could save part of the spleen? And if you can save it, will it work properly? And they says, well, yeah, you know, we could take half of his spleen out and patch it up. And I think it will. He says, well, that makes more sense to me because the spleen is very important, especially with the immune system. I mean, I know a few people that have had their spleen taken out and they are constantly sick all the time. So it makes a huge difference. And they did it. And here I am all these years later. I have a big scar on my stomach where they took it out, but I feel like I got a pretty good immune system, you know?
I almost know what your dad said in that hospital. He said, you only can take their spleen out once.
Yeah.
You know? Like, but if you only remove part of it, then we have the chance to regenerate that spleen and have the body still function as normal as it can.
Yeah. And so that's what we did, you know, beyond that in the healing process, obviously, you know, we're hammering the herbs that are in the immune support and taking care of it that way. But as I grew up and went on to rodeo professionally, this time of year, especially, is one of those parts of the year where everybody's getting sick.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that like rodeos like Denver and Fort Worth and some of those winter rodeos, there's always big lines of people, you know, running to go get the flu shot and, you know, cause they're sick. And, you know, I was being proactive because of what I learned from my dad.
Right.
I was taking the immune support before I was going to these rodeos and I was strengthening and picking my immune system up. So I didn't get sick when I was out there and I didn't,
yeah.
You know, all them years, I never remembered a time where I was so sick I couldn't compete or perform.
Right. I mean, how valuable is that, you know, not have to miss that time. And I just actually had somebody message me the other day because, you know, just getting back from Las Vegas, like, how do you always go to Las Vegas, the National Finals Rodeo, and not get sick? And just taking care of yourself, you know, mm-hmm. You can't be sick and healthy at the same time. So daily things, daily rituals I have to do in order to stay healthy, you know, proper sleep, exercise, managing stress, and, you know, to most importantly, I believe it's, you know, proper nutrition and taking the specific herbs.
Well, I think we're starting to get a little following down there at the National Finals Rodeo, because it seems like the very first day there's always a little group of people.
And all the vendors come on over, right? And the group, contestants.
The group gets a little bigger every year because they hear about this.
Yep, absolutely.
And the liver support's obviously very popular down there as well.
Oh my gosh.
But, you know, we talk about these stories. I think you have a pretty good immune support story too.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I have two contrasting stories. So, you know, prior to Silver Lining, there was a situation when I was in college. I went to a college in Rapid City, South Dakota, and where we boarded our horses, there's probably 100 stalls in that one building. And we had an outbreak of neurological rhinovirus. And so there was a couple different horses there that, you know, went down. They had to get put in slings to get help stood up. And, you know, that's definitely something that you don't want your horse to experience. And so the rest of the facility, we didn't know what to do necessarily as a preventative measure. And so the barn manager ended up suggesting L-lysine for all horses. L-lysine is great, you know, but it's that's when you're like looking at it in a microscope and saying, oh, that's the particle that's going to, you know, cure all, fix all. But as we said earlier, you know, each one of these herbs has different properties and multiple properties to them that can help. And then when they're all mixed together, they're catalysts. So L-lysine was good, but it wasn't better, the best thing you could do. So, you know, move ahead till, you know, 4 or 5 years later when I was doing my internship with your dad for Silver Lining Herbs. And there was a horse that was given to Mickey to help support his health because he had pigeon fever and he wasn't doing very well. And at that time, what I knew about pigeon fever was just that it was very contagious. I didn't want anything to do with it. I had my own horse at Mickey's property and the stall row of, I don't know, 8 or 10 different stalls there. And so I said, well, I'll build a pen on the other side of the property so we can put this pigeon fever horse over there. And Mickey said, you're not grasping what I've been telling you lately. You know, these herbs are amazing. If we keep them healthy, we keep their immune system strong, these other horses won't get sick. So let me do this case study for you. Let's field study for you. So he had me put the sick horse right next to his best horse. We kept all the horses in that stall run. The sick horse and his best horse shared even a water trough. And we put everybody on immune support and not a single other horse contracted the pigeon fever. And you know, that was a huge testimony builder for me. And I've told that story 100 times because it's true. You can't be sick and healthy at the same time. So keep yourself healthy and immune support will help you do that.
Yeah. You know, that's what we're doing here is just trying to educate everybody on what we know. It's such an easy to use product and it's so effective and 100% healthy for you. I mean, 100% recognizable at the cellular level as food. So your body completely utilizes it. So just so you guys know, the number 24 immune support in the horse line and the dog line, and it's the immune health in the human line. I cannot stress enough how important it is to take care of your immune system. This, folks, is your first line of defense to outside threats. And so, you know, I recommend it to every single horse, every single dog, and every single human being. If there's one thing that you want to start with and work on, it is your immune system. Would you not agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, obviously these can be ordered online at www.silverliningherbs.com. You can call us direct at 866-543-6956. You know, usually Chance or myself or any one of the other people that are in the office here, I'm pretty proud of this team here. And I want to stress that right now because, you know, Chance, he's in charge of sales and marketing here. And every single morning, we get the team together, everybody that's going to be on the phones, and we, you know, practice, drill, rehearse, all this stuff, all these scenarios, so that we can answer the questions for you to the best of our ability. And, you know, it's no different than, you know, playing football, basketball, rodeo, whatever it is, you gotta practice scenarios. And, you know, we really want to get the information out to you guys and make sure it's the proper, correct information. So, you know, don't be afraid to call us here, because we're here to help, and we practice it every single day. So, you know, this has been a fun topic today, Chance, and you know, we're going to be on here a little more these days and get this information out to you. But number 24, immune support and the immune health, get yours today. Let's keep our animals and ourselves healthy. And we're going to pop out of here right now, but we'll be back soon with another awesome topic and lots of awesome guests this year. So Chance, thanks for being with me today, and we'll see y'all next time.